You're the one who's weaving a web for me, Bean. You know things you don't tell the rest of us. You think I don't see that? So you want me to restore your trust in me, but you don't tell me anything useful. I opened my soul to you, said Bean. You told me about your feelings. She said it with utter contempt. So good. It's a relief to know you have them, or at least to know that you think it's worth pretending to have them. Nobody's quite sure about that. But what you don't ever tell us is what the hell is actually going on here. We think you know. All I have are guesses. The teachers told you things back in battle school that none of the rest of us knew. You knew the name of every kid in the school. You knew things about us, all of us. You knew things you had no business knowing. Bean was stunned to realize that his special access had been so noticeable to her. Had he been careless? Or was she even more observant than he had thought? I broke into the student data, said Bean. And they didn't catch you? I think they did. Right from the start. Certainly they knew about it later. And he told her about choosing the roster for Dragon Army. She flopped down on her bunk and addressed the ceiling.
You chose them.
All those rejects and those little launchy bastards, you chose them. Somebody had to. The teachers weren't competent to do it.
So Ender had the best.
He didn't make them the best, they already were the best. The best that weren't already in armies. I'm the only one who was a launchy when Dragon was formed who's with this team now. You and Shen and Alai and Dink and Karn, you weren't in Dragon, and you're obviously among the best. Dragon won because they were good, yes, but also because Ender knew what to do with them.
It still turns one little corner of my universe upside down.
Petra, this was a trade.
Was it?
Explain why you weren't a Judas back in battle school.
I was a Judas, said Petra.
How's that for an explanation? Bean was sickened.
You can say it like that? Without shame?
Are you stupid? Asked Petra. I was doing the same thing you were doing, trying to save Ender's life. I knew Ender had trained for combat, and those thugs hadn't. I was also trained. Bonesaw had been working these guys up into a frenzy, but the fact is, they didn't like Bonesaw very much. He had just pissed them off at Ender. So if they got in a few licks against Ender right there in the corridor where Dragon Army and other soldiers would get into it right away, where Ender would have me beside him in a limited space so only a few of them could come at us at once, I figured that Ender would get bruised, get a bloody nose, but he'd come out of it okay. And all those walking scabies would be satisfied. Bonesaw's ranting would be old news. Bonesaw would be alone again. Ender would be safe from anything worse.
You were gambling a lot on your fighting ability.
And Ender's. We were both damn good then, and in excellent shape. And you know what? I think Ender understood what I was doing, and the only reason he didn't go along with it was you.
Me?
He saw you plunging right into the middle of everything. You'd get your head beaten in, that was obvious. So he had to avoid the violence then. Which means that because of you, he got set up the next day when it really was dangerous. When Ender was completely alone with no one for backup.
So why didn't you explain this before?
Because you were the only one besides Ender who knew I was setting him up, and I didn't really care what you thought then, and I'm not that concerned about it now.
It was a stupid plan, said Bean.
It was better than yours, said Petra.
Well, I guess when you look at how it all turned out, we'll never know how stupid your plan was. But we sure know that mine was shot to hell.
Petra flashed him a brief, insincere grin.
Now, do you trust me again? Can we go back to the intimate friendship we've shared for so long?
You know something, Petra? All that hostility is wasted on me. In fact, it's bad aim on your part to even try it, because I'm the best friend you've got here.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Because I'm the only one of these boys who ever chose to have a girl as his commander. She paused a moment, staring at him blankly before saying, I got over the fact that I'm a girl a long time ago.
But they didn't. And you know they didn't. You know that it bothers them all the time that you're not really one of the guys. They're your friends, sure, at least Dink is, but they all like you. At the same time, there were what, a dozen girls in the whole school? And except for you, none of them were really top-flight soldiers. They didn't take you seriously.
Ender did, said Petra. And I do, said Bean. The others all know what happened in the corridor, you know. It's not like it was a secret. But you know why they haven't had this conversation with you?
Why?
Because they all figured you were an idiot and didn't realize how close you came to getting Ender pounded into the deck. I'm the only one who had enough respect for you to realize that you would never make such a stupid mistake by accident.
I'm supposed to be flattered.
You're supposed to stop treating me like the enemy. You're almost as much of an outsider in this group as I am. And when it comes down to actual combat, you need someone who will take you as seriously as you take yourself.
Do me no favors.
I'm leaving now.
About time.
And when you think about this more and you realize I'm right, you don't have to apologize. You cried for Poke, and that makes us friends. You can trust me, and I can trust you, and that's all.
She was starting some retort as he left, but he didn't stick around long enough to hear what it was. Petra was just that way. She had to act tough.
Bean didn't mind. He knew they'd said the things they needed to say.